Strive Financial has announced a strategic shift. They're allocating $50 million of their reserves into MicroStrategy's preferred stock, known as SDRC. That is huge news.
It really is. This investment serves as a significant milestone for corporate finance. It signals that companies are increasingly utilizing Bitcoin-linked instruments to diversify balance sheets and hedge against inflation.
Exactly. As traditional banking yields fluctuate, corporations are moving toward digital assets not merely as speculative plays, but as foundational components of their financial strategy.
To fully understand the significance of this allocation, one must examine the nature of SDRC.
Right. MicroStrategy has established itself as a leader in corporate Bitcoin adoption, converting debt and treasury into digital assets to hedge against inflation and enhance yield.
The SDRC preferred stock allows investors to gain exposure to MicroStrategy's Bitcoin holdings without the need for direct cryptocurrency custody. That's key.
By purchasing SDRC, Strive Financial acquires a claim on dividends often linked to the performance of MicroStrategy's Bitcoin portfolio. It's a smart play.
This structure offers a hybrid benefit. It provides equity exposure to the potential appreciation of Bitcoin while offering debt-like security characteristics through preferred stock mechanics.
For institutions like Strive, this allows them to capture yield generation from a high-volatility asset class with more structured risk management than direct crypto custody might provide.
This move reflects a broader trend in corporate treasury management, where treasurers are actively exploring Bitcoin-linked instruments. It's becoming the new normal.
With inflation remaining a concern for businesses across various sectors, holding cash in traditional accounts can lead to significant erosion of purchasing power over time. That hurts.
Conversely, moving into assets that have historically outperformed fiat currency during periods of economic instability offers a compelling risk-reward profile.
The key drivers for this shift include a few specific areas we need to discuss.
Absolutely. First is diversification. Adding digital asset exposure reduces reliance on traditional markets. That spreads the risk effectively.
And then second, we have inflation hedging. Bitcoin is often viewed as digital gold, preserving value against currency debasement.
Exactly. Third is liquidity management. Instruments like SDRC provide liquidity compared to holding non-tradable crypto directly.
When a financial institution or service provider like Strive Financial makes this move, it sends a strong signal to the market that validates the legitimacy of these assets within the traditional finance system and encourages other corporations to follow suit.
From an investor perspective, news that major entities are allocating capital into Bitcoin-linked securities can have a positive impact on overall market sentiment.
Institutional money tends to gravitate toward assets where regulatory frameworks are clearer and risk profiles are better understood. It makes sense.
By choosing SDRC over direct Bitcoin purchases, Strive Financial may be addressing compliance and custody concerns, which are significant hurdles for many traditional businesses.
Regarding risk management, while the volatility of Bitcoin is a concern for some, the preferred stock structure introduces certain stability features.
That's right. The yield component can help offset periods where the price of Bitcoin remains stagnant or declines temporarily.
This makes the asset class more palatable to conservative balance sheet managers who are looking for yield but cannot afford to lose capital outright.
This allocation also highlights a maturation of the sector. We are moving away from the Wild West days.
The industry is moving past the era where corporate crypto adoption was purely about marketing or high-risk speculation. It's real business now.
It is now entering an era of integrated financial planning, where digital assets are treated as another asset class alongside bonds, equities, and real estate.
Looking ahead, the allocation of $50 million by Strive Financial is a concrete example of how the financial industry is adapting to the rise of blockchain technology.
As more companies realize that holding cash in banks often comes with hidden costs and inflationary risk, the search for alternatives becomes a priority.
SDRC serves as one of those viable alternatives. It's a solid choice.
It will be interesting to see if other service providers or tech firms join Strive Financial in this strategy soon.
If adoption continues at this pace, we could see a significant shift in global treasury management, where Bitcoin-linked notes become standard offerings for institutional investors.
In conclusion, this investment underscores the shifting tides of modern finance. We are definitely seeing change.
It is no longer enough to simply hold gold or cash. Forward-thinking companies are integrating digital assets into their core strategies to ensure long-term viability and competitive advantage.
The $50 million allocation by Strive Financial is a step toward a more resilient, diversified, and technologically advanced global economy.